The next consideration is how you can get your best result. One of the most important things here is the headphone monitor mix, in my experience. What you hear can radically change how tight and effective your parts are. It actually took me a long time to realise that. You might be playing a part which just doesn't lock in. Spend a moment, listen back to what you're getting down the headphones. Maybe there's a string line or synth sound which sort of pulls away from the click a little bit. The classic here is string sections and orchestras. They're notorious for being slightly out with the click. When you listen back to the track, it doesn't usually notice, but when you try to play to it and lock in, there can be some problems. One option is to play to the click with the strings muted or very low in the mix, and this often solves it, although sometimes you need to play in between the strings and the click to make it sit. This is more of a difficult playing situation, and you've got to sort of be the middleman between the where both things are sort of placing the time. Other problems can be a simple mix thing. Maybe the syncopated guitar line is, you know, way louder than the bass that you're trying to lock into, or there's a pattern played by the pianist that's obscuring something. Just ask for what you want. Get a good headphone mix. It's amazing how much over the last few years the way that people have been making music in the studio has changed. I mean, it's really changed radically in step with the developments of the computer, and as a consequence people are treating sessions in a very different way than they were sort of 10 years ago. Quite often on a session they'll give me a section 32 bars to work on rather than the whole track. Obviously you're going to prefer working to a whole track. You get a performance, you can shape things better, you can really work in the dynamics and everything of the track. But the way things are now, that is the situation, and we have to devise ways to work best within that. Bearing this in mind, I like to offer people versatility and try to give them a number of choices in the framework that they're working. For example, I might suggest a number of different 8-bar patterns on shaker, a tambourine, conga, or whatever instruments, you know, they're using, knowing full well that they're going to cut it up later. The important thing when you do these parts is to keep it neat and tight with the click and not too busy. Knowing what they do with the audio when it's recorded is a great benefit to any percussionist, I think. And, you know, if you set yourself up at home with Logic on your computer and maybe a few things like Recycle and Soundforge and a few different sort of audio editors, then you can see what they can do with the percussion. And for me, it helps to give them musical ideas in a format that is most usable for them. I personally find that the best way of preparation for this accurate click playing is to really work hard at your stamina. I like to take phrases and really grill them with a click for an undisturbed duration, maybe 30 or 60 minutes, and really sort of push the tempo up and get your hands good and strong at that without letting your attention or concentration wander at all. It brings strength and control to your hands, and it really focuses your concentration. If you can make a shaker pattern work for 30 minutes at a tricky tempo, then 3 minutes in the studio will just lock in really easily. At the end of the day, you want the tightness in the patterns, and that's the most important thing. More important than fancy embellishments or virtuosity. You need to remember that you're serving the music. Unless you've been called in as a virtuoso, chances are they're looking for a tight groove and a few moments of flair, and not really some sort of solo rendition. Having said this, I can't overstate the importance of developing technically as well for those situations that require it. I think it is also a good thing to acquire a few specialities, things you've really focused on and are totally up to speed with, things that are maybe outside of the normal expected percussion set. This has been one of my calling cards for years, and I think it just helps you to be memorable to people, besides the fact of being able to work quickly and to the click. Even if you only learn the basics of an instrument, it's still a new voice that you have at your disposal, and quite often is very usable in a lot of situations.